everybody. So great. Thank you guys so much for coming out tonight, for leaving your houses. You did that to come here, and I appreciate that. You left a place that you probably pay money for, that is full of upholstered surfaces, very comfortable. And you were like, nope, none of that for me tonight. Coming here. So good for you. I appreciate that. I have an apartment that I live in, and I hate it. I don't like it at all. You wanna know why? Because I found it on Craigslist, and it's not a good place to find anything. Because every ad on Craigslist is exactly the same. It's full of lies. It has the price at the top, which is too high, and then the body of the ad is just a bullet point list of things the apartment has that you're supposed to be excited about, but there's never anything on that list you would not expect an apartment to have. Top of the list, every time. Heat and hot water. Well, gadzooks, mister. What else does this majestic palace have? Doors that open and close? A lock on the bathroom? When can I move in? Then they'll run out of stuff in the apartment. They'll start naming things nearby to round out the list. There's some trees a couple blocks from here. Look out the window. You might see a bird. That's in the ad. Or my favorite thing they'll always put in there, close to bus stops. Oh, you mean it's in a major city? Of course it's close to bus stops. It has nothing to do with your apartment. Now you're just taking credit for city amenities. And then they'll take it further. They'll brag about places you can go on the bus. You'll be like, you can take a bus to the mall or university. You can take a bus to the train, take the train to the airport, fly to Hawaii, huh? Right from this apartment. And then they'll put pictures of Hawaii in the ad. And then you end up living in a garbage box. I don't know why anybody would ever brag about being close to the bus. Everybody hates it when we're on it. That's just our understood level in society. It's where we've reached. Society does not exist on public transit. You don't look at anybody. You don't talk to other people. You do not acknowledge other humans are there. And it's great, because we all understand this, except for some people. I don't know where those people come from. Maybe they've been in a coma for 30 years. Very jarring when someone tries to make a social connection on the bus. Very awkward for everyone on board. Somebody will just pipe up to a stranger. That's a very nice scarf. How's your day going? We're all like, whoa, shut up, man. What are you doing? Don't bring your positivity in here. This is a place of sadness. Put your headphones on and look out the window. Those are the rules. Or if someone's face is between you and the window, look at the floor. Those are the two places. The only time bus people ever form any kind of community is if we're not on the bus yet, we're waiting, and it's late. Then we're united under a common enemy. The late bus. You'll be standing at a stop, someone will look at their watch, like, I'm late. Someone will be like, I'm also late. You make a t-shirt, I'll make a banner. We're in this together. But there's always one person at that bus stop that will elect themselves chief executive officer of being pissed off that the bus is not there yet. And you know who they are, because they'll stand up. They've been sitting, and they'll just get up. They're so angry, their legs straighten. They're like, I can't take it anymore. And then their first order of business will be to walk into the street to try to find the bus. Like, they just roll right out into traffic. I gotta get to the bottom of this! And they do the lean and squint like it's gonna help. They report back to us like we care. I still don't see it from over here. We're all like, yeah, we know. No one asked you to do this. Also, your extra 4-degree angle is not giving you any more information than we already have. The bus is gonna get here when it gets here. Never been snuck up on by the bus. Sitting at a stop, like, whoa, it's already here? Why didn't we have a lookout posted in the street? Oh, I do like where I live, though. It's a bit of a rough neighborhood. There's a lot of people there that live on the street, and they want your stuff. They want your stuff, and they ask for it a lot. Usually it's money. Sometimes it's not. Sometimes it's a crazy story. Like, my daughter left my medication in a helicopter. Can you buy me a whole box of Lucky Charms? And I'll be like, yes, I can. I would like to hear this whole story. But I don't want to become jaded, because you do get asked all the time. Like, I'm not from the urban area. I grew up in the suburbs. So I hate any kind of, like, confrontation. And it all kind of culminated in this one instance where I was walking to a show. I was late. I was wearing a suit. And this guy just comes up to me. He's like, hey, man, I need to use your phone. And I was like, oh, no, sorry. And I just, like, kept walking. And he followed me. And he's like, I got to use it. Mine's dead. Look. And I was like, oh, yeah, that's unfortunate. And I, like, kept going. And then he just got mad at me. And he started yelling after me. He's like, what? So you're just not going to help me? And I don't know why this is what I chose to yell, but for some reason, I just turned around and shouted, welcome to the big city! And we locked eyes, and we were both equally shocked. And then I left and did not let him use my phone. And I said inwardly, what have I become?